Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, babes.
How are you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Saying how you doing reminded me of this article that I read on Twitter about Wendy Williams, how her show just got ripped away from her and everything just crumbled. It was sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow. The fall from glory.
It is. It is very sad. She's sick, though.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Right.
In more ways than one. So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with
we. Welcome back to the show, y'all.
Welcome. And if you're new here, welcome.
Welcome in general. So how was your weekend? Let's bring up the energy. There's a lot to celebrate. Yeah. Titties are shaking.
My weekend was...
Wig is bouncing.
My weekend was eventful. Eventful. Okay. I was going to say event field, but it was eventful. Kicked it off with a little dinner on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to the selection. Selection vibe.
Sessions. They call them selection sessions.
Went to selection, popped into selection sessions, heard a little music, moved my body, girl. Moved my body a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then kicked off my B-Day celebrations on yesterday with a little bit of trip to the spa and dinner.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm getting older. I'm officially in my mid-30s. What the fuck? I'm in my mid?
You are in your mid.
When I start saying late, once I start 36. Saying late, bitch.
37 is late.
Oh, 37 is when we get to late?
Yeah, 37, 38, 39.
Okay, so I got some time.
You're in the mids. 34, 35, 36 is considered mid.
Okay, well, I'm in my mid-30s, so I kicked off my mid-30 celebration this weekend.
Well, good. I'm glad you're easing right on into the birthday.
Easing on in. Birthday. And I really need to start taking, I know we always take the day off for our birthdays, but I really need to start taking the fucking week.
Yeah.
I don't want to labor.
I always do at least 5 days.
I don't want to labor.
Four to five. Just depends
on
the
fact that I'm working today, then I'm off on my birthday, then I come back.
But it'll be good because that's it. When you work Thursday?
Yes, girl.
Okay, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Three-day week. You already got 1 day down, 2 to go.
Yeah.
And we're just getting closer to our amazing weekend in New York. It's going to be worth it. We're going to be on the flight. Ooh, that's another thing. We get to fly out on Thursday night. So it's giving fuck y'all. Clock out and go.
Right.
It's going to be good. So.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was, it was good, actually. On Friday, Andres and I went out to support one of his friends. She had a little... It was a club. It was a real club.
Like a Hollywood club?
Yes, girl.
Where'd you went?
I don't know the name of
Playhouse?
It. Playhouse? No. I can't remember where it was. It was like a near, you already know, Selma and Hollywood Boulevard is giving
smack dab.
Okay. But she had a private event there. It was a private event. But
so it wasn't general pop.
No, but the DJ was going up. I said, if me and my girl was here, we would be tearing it up. We got there a little bit early because we just wanted to support and get, you know, that vibe. Mm-hmm. First one in.
What was she having?
It was a private event.
But what was the occasion?
I don't know. I don't know no details. You know, I just said, fuck? I'm coming. I don't know.
They didn't say happy birthday.
No, it wasn't giving a happy birthday. No, I don't know. Mm. But it was open bar. They had some sort of craft cocktails, but they were mixing them with Red Bull. I said, I don't want that. Just please give me a whiskey sour.
Right.
Something simple.
Red Bull must have been sponsored.
Listen, I think so. She has a weed company, actually.
Okay.
So it was open bar. They had hors d'oeuvres floating around.
Oh, that's cute.
Girl, I was like, ooh, a little avocado toast.
Ooh.
It was cute. So we did that on Friday, got back home. Saturday, I got into a little fender bender. That's what we did on Saturday. Saturday was a little fender bender in the morning. I was taking Gatsby to the groomer. I opened up my door on a busy street, but nonetheless, this was not my fault.
Mm-mm.
The car was very close because it was a 2-lane road and parking in one of the lanes. And I opened up my door when I thought it was safe, and a car just drove by, hit my door, and kept it pushing. Mm-mm. And I truly thought they were going to turn around. I was like, okay, here we go. Now we got to deal with this. And
they said, fuck you and fuck your door.
They did. They were like, bye. And I'm pretty sure they have a pretty nice size dent on their car.
They have to, because your car, your door.
Fucked.
Your door was
crumpled in. I was like, bro, these cars ain't worth a damn.
It has succumbed to the pressure.
It did. Pressure is getting worse. That's what my door said. It said, oh my God. So
when you FaceTimed me, I'm like, okay, you're up and out. And you said, no, Brittany, something bad just happened. I'm like, what the fuck? Then shit, I didn't see you. I didn't see your face. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Like, I just got into a fender bender.
Because I was already, you know, you be needing somebody to talk, like, to relieve your, right, like, angst. But Andres wasn't answering the phone. I said, and now my man is not answering and I need him.
Right.
I was like, here we go. So then I said, next person on my list, Brittany. I didn't call my mother. She still don't know. I didn't tell her yet. I don't want to hear no shit.
What shit you going to hear?
I don't know.
It was an accident.
I also haven't talked to her in a few days. No tea, but I'll circle back with her and let her know. But yeah. I had got it taken care of. I said, big girl. She got it taken care of. So, yes, Brittany came to my aid. She was actually all the way in L.A. and trekked back to San Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad, but I said, I don't have anyone else right now.
Right. I mean, it's not like I came from Nye.
I know, but still. I was like, damn, she already, like, where's she going to be for the day?
It's okay.
I knew. I just was like, when I FaceTimed you, I was crossing my fingers, like, maybe she's still home and she's going to L.A. later today. Yeah. Because, you know, I was going to walk around the corner.
Right.
To your hood.
No, I wasn't there because I told you we were supposed to go to the jazz. As in the park.
I know.
On Friday.
I said, ooh, I'm about to catch her. I'm about to catch her. But yeah, I got into a little fender bender on Saturday. Saturday evening, I was bartending at the selection sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cute. Made some tips.
We love a tip.
Girl. And we weren't taking tips at first. We were like, no, no, it's okay. It's okay.
When you guys get crafty, people kept saying.
People were like, let us give you a tip. I'm like, get that flower base here. Put that down.
Right.
So we started taking tips. And then Sunday, I had to find an outfit for the live show, y'all. Damn, I was down bad. I said, wow. The thought of having to come out the closet just had me sick.
Girl.
I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know where else to go.
What you gonna come out with? The thing is, I know now more than ever, shopping for outfits is too stress inducing.
You have to stuff.
Yeah, I like to shop for pieces, like just leisurely shopping, and I pick up something and I'm like, oh, this is cute. I like this. And then go on about my day.
Yeah.
When you're trying to piece together an outfit, the pressure is real. Getting real.
Yeah, it's hard.
And also, half the time when you're at the stores, it's like a whole bunch of shit and only two cute things.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go to the Grove, because it seems like all the small bitches go to the Grove. All the damn smalls be out.
Me.
All the smalls be out. And then I called myself. I looked up because I said, oh, let me get a head start on this. So I went the week before, not this weekend, but last weekend. Mm-hmm. I said, let me start my looking around shopping. And so I had went to the Grove and to Beverly Drive. And I called myself going into Intermix. Bitch, I saw the cutest dress. I looked at the tag. It said $14.90. I said, fuck.
You're in the wrong store. You're actually in the wrong store. Nothing to humble you bursting at looking at the price and being like, I'm in the wrong section.
I was looking from the outside in. I said, there's hella cute stuff in there. Like, I saw all the cute shit. Hella cute stuff. Hella pieces.
Yeah.
I walked in and I started looking at the price tag. She was like, can I get you a fitting room started? I said, no. I'm just looking.
Yeah.
I said, do you happen to have a skirt that's
pieces? Do you happen to have a sale section?
She was like, what are you looking for? I said, do you happen to have a skirt that's like pink and orange?
She said, no.
She started looking. Girl, she pulled out a little skirt.
700 $8. See, that's another thing I've noticed, and I shared this with you. Everything that I like is a check. Everything I'm like, ooh, that's so cute, little shoe, little this, little that. I'm like, damn, I gotta spend $550 on the shoe.
Girl,
$550 on the shoe. I'm like, okay, no, I'm in the wrong business.
Right,
I'm in the wrong business, and it's either you spend a check on your look and don't have nothing else together. I mean, unless you could do both. We want to do both.
Of course.
But it's either you're sacrificing and getting the things that you want so you can be a material girl and be looking like an it girl and your bank account is looking dry for other things, or you're hella responsible.
Yeah, I'm not going to go broke for it.
You're either hella responsible or hella cute. It's one or the other.
But you can be cute without materials.
I know, but I'm in my materials age.
Okay.
Era. I'm in the materials era, and I want to have things that are like, yeah, I want that. but I can't, the responsible part of me won't let me do it.
Online shopping literally never fucking fails me. I always find just exactly what I'm looking for because I can go on, I can filter the color, that fit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it just, something pops up and I'm like, this is perfect.
I have to try my hand at online shopping. I'm so close.
And for people like you who like to try things on, usually they just are accustomed to, which you do this anyway when you go into the store, buying multiple sizes and then sending back whatever doesn't work.
Shut up.
I'm saying you take back what doesn't work. You always got to return.
No.
Yes, you do. You're like, I got to take this back. I got to take this back. I got to take that back.
Because sometimes, no, truly, sometimes I don't feel like trying it on in the store. But a lot of times I will. I think about yesterday because I was thinking about your recommendation of purchasing online. And I was thinking I would be fucked because the shit does not fit right. I took all the items that I was like, oh, that's cute, that's cute, that's cute, into the fitting room. Can't get them over the hips. They swing, smashing my booty and trying to zip them up. That don't work. Top won't go. I said, this, I will be in hell purchasing shit and trying to send it back.
No, you just send it back.
I know, but I will have a lot of stuff that don't work when I'm thinking, oh, I'm getting all my pieces together. I'm gathering things. And then they get to my house and I can't fit them. It's a pain. It's
Girl,
a pain.
That happened, actually happened to me, confession. I have found a cute little two-piece from Zara. It was, like, pink.
Mm.
And I was trying it on. And the top was, like, it had wiring in it, like a mm-hmm. corset mm-hmm. top. But then, like, the side kind of, like, had a flow at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, why could I barely get it on? And once it was on, I really couldn't get it off.
Yeah.
It kind of ripped.
See?
On the side.
Were you just trying on in the fitting room?
Yeah.
Thank God.
It ripped. I said, you know, I ain't telling them.
No, hell no. Just put it right back. Here you go. Thank you. Walk right out.
Why the fuck would y'all construct this like this?
It was not for your size. That's why.
It was my size.
No, I'm saying it probably was for even more petite.
Girl.
It probably wasn't your size. I've been in that boat before.
Well.
I've been in that boat before. But luckily, God was on my side. When I got out the car and locked it and I was walking into the Grove, I said, Lord, smile on me. Smile on me. Show, let me know that you still care. Have your hand over your daughter because I cannot. The thought of pulling up out of my closet is just paining me. So I said my prayer and then I let him do the rest. I put it on the altar and luckily he said, I have not forgotten about you, child. So I was blessed. Mm-hmm. I found a little something. I'm feeling good. I feel like we'll be cute.
Yes.
And then I also thought, damn, I was just having some thoughts like, fuck, man. I really wish it was a one and done. I want to go on tour, right? But then I'm thinking about how stressful it is finding a look. I said, the LA show was perfect. I was cute. I liked it.
I mean, well, you have to find an outfit for anywhere you go.
No, but the pressure of finding a fit, like a specific, look.
Let me just tell you this. You would have less pressure if you didn't wait till the last damn minute.
Girl, fuck you.
You would. You wait so to where it's like, oh my God, if I don't find something now, I'm fucked. You got to give yourself more time.
There was like 2 weeks in between the shows. I barely found what I found when I found it.
Exactly, because you waited to the last minute for that one, too.
So did you?
No, I didn't. I already had my look. Each time I've been, had my look.
Whatever. Whatever. Next time around, we won't even be dealing with this. There'll be a stylist.
I really hope so.
Someone will be pulling up saying, these are the looks that I've pulled for you all.
Exactly. Now, which one do you like most?
Exactly. I'll try it on. We'll do a thing, and then that'll be it. So, anywho, the weekend was good. I found a fit.
Thank God.
We are ready for New York. Y'all, by the time you hear this, which will be tomorrow because we're recording today.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you hear this, you'll get the news or see the news if you're following us on Instagram that the show is sold out, baby.
Full house vibes.
The show is sold out.
I keep saying this, but New York has a special place in my heart. Those girls don't play. That's what I like about New Yorkers. They just do what the fuck needs to be done.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, they're serious.
So, yes, the show is sold out. We have music. We have drinks, craft cocktails curated and provided. Sponsored by De Leon Tequila, a black man. What do you say? Tequila by a black man. What do you
Shout the out black to Diddy.
Shout out to Diddy.
Make this money.
Yeah. What shout out that? To Diddy. Take Make this money. Yeah. Ain't no way you could take this from me.
Period.
Ain't shit funny.
Hey.
So anyway, yeah. De Leon cocktails all night long. You already know the vibes. We're drinking responsibly. We're turning up. We're conversing. We throwing ass. And it's going to be a good ass time. I can't wait. Also, girls, retreat. The retreat is happening. Our She Connects Unlocking Sisterhood retreat. We released a second week of the retreat because week one sold the fuck out.
It did.
And the demand was high. The demand was high. And when it's high, we supply.
The demand was high, but we also thought that we can extend ourselves to connect with another group of women since we're keeping it intimate and we didn't want to combine them all in 1 week and spread ourselves too thin. So if you are interested, from March 27th to April 2nd, right?
Yeah.
We will be gathering in the jungle of El Salvador. It's going to be a beautiful curated experience. We're going to be connecting. We're going to be bonding. We're going to be having a good time.
Brittany and I are going to be leading workshops. It's going to be a vibe. We're going to be going out. We're just going to be enjoying doing all the things that homegirls do when they're on vacation. Getting deep, relaxing, eating good, dancing, all of the things.
With the beautiful backdrop surrounding us. El Salvador is a magical place.
It is.
Trust us. We've been there. I was just thinking today, like, wow, how blessed we are to be able to spend 2 weeks in the jungle just having a good time.
Yeah, with y'all. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, that is calling you, even if you don't have anybody to come with, we are highly encouraging solo travel. Sign up. We're already getting to know each other through our Discord chats and just linking up. We have a special discount code that I think is going to be valid for maybe one more week. Mm-hmm. Or so. It's Sisterhood 300. That'll get you $300 off your deposit. It's super affordable. You can pay monthly. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us or our retreat manager. All that information will be down in the description.
Yes.
This week.
Last but not least, thank you all for the girlies who have come through leaving your ratings and reviews. We highly appreciate you. Please continue to do so. If you like what you hear on this show, they help us tremendously. Mm-hmm. You can do that on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you in advance. Also, we have Patreon, which is our exclusive membership community where we pour out even more of ourselves, okay? We talk about our business, our hardships, our joys, our ups, our downs. You really get the exclusive tea, discount codes. We even extended an invite to our Patreon girlies to the live shows in New York and LA because we appreciate them that fucking much.
And y'all, but if you're hearing this today, please do not reach out to us for any more tickets. The list is closed. Please, close, mommy.
The list is closed, but it was open and the girls took advantage of it.
It was.
So. That was a good time. So if you like what you hear here, you'll love what you hear over there. And I just want to shout out our patrons really quick because we fell off, but don't think we don't appreciate y'all. So we have Destiny.
Hey, Destiny girl.
We have Arian.
Hey, Arian.
We have King Casey.
Oh, royalty King is in the building.
King Casey, yes.
Royalty, baby. King Casey, what's up, girl?
And then we have Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to have you all with us.
Period.
So, yeah.
Lastly,
last week, mm-hmm. we talked about imposter syndrome. Y'all really connected with this episode. This was a real one for us. Very vulnerable, intimate episode about what we've been feeling and going through as it relates to this brand.
Yeah.
And trying to leverage it and scale it and the disappointments that come with being an entrepreneur or a creative or just doing anything where you have to put yourself out there to the world. You guys really enjoyed that content and let us know to not give up and not throw in the towel.
Yeah.
And that was very sweet of you all. If you have not listened to that episode, please go back and do so. Share it with your friends. Let us know what you think. Word of mouth really means a lot. It's everything. Y'all know how it is when your homegirl's like, girl, I tried this restaurant and it was bomb and we got to go back. Or let me put you on to this book or anything. This podcast. Yeah, whatever it is. Sometimes we ourselves don't find things, but when our sister friends, our cousins, our homegirls put us on, it's like, girl, thank you for bringing this into my awareness.
Right.
So y'all keep sharing,
so
telling
be that woman.
Yeah, be her. Y'all keep sharing, telling a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl, and we will rise to the top.
And we'll rise up.
I don't like that song.
I don't either, but it was fitting. It was fitting.
I was thinking, rising to the top. What song is that? What song is that? What song is that? Come on, come on. It's rising to the top. Come on.
I'm sorry. What's not clicking? I don't
Anyways,
know.
But yeah, thank y'all so much. Keep sharing the content.
Please keep doing that.
Life moves fast, but time stands still when you're with the ones you love. Savor the moment, big or small, with Starbucks ready-to-drink coffee. From bottled Frappuccino drinks to canned Nitro Cold Brew, Starbucks coffee gets you ready for the right now. Available now, online, or wherever you buy groceries.
So this week, we are still in our goodie bag. August goodie bag month. It's been a real good bag. I've enjoyed the episodes that we've had this month, mm-hmm. from the imposter syndrome to the am I the asshole, our faves.
Yes.
We've just been coming on here talking with y'all. And that's exactly what we're going to do today.
Mm-hmm.
Come here and talk to y'all. I mean, what else would we do?
Yeah.
So per the usual, if I don't know if you guys know this, but the way we usually figure out what we want to talk about on this show is like by reading something or seeing something, it sparks a flame and we say, let's just talk about that. Or we'll just be having conversations and we're like, this would be great to talk about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we bring you the content here. So that's what happened this week. We were just conversing, and Germany and I are both in relationships, and oftentimes that's part of our conversation, right? Like how we show up in relationships, how the people we're in relationships are showing up for us. In the conversation just grows legs and run. So that is what the fuck happened. And the concept of unconditional love came up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, it's a thing. Unconditional love.
Is it?
It has been.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about.
The concept has
yes,
been.
Yes, the concept has been. You know, often when I have heard of unconditional love or thought of unconditional love, I'll admit it. When I was younger, it was, and not much younger, like a few years ago, it's like we've all heard this messaging of, you know, when you're in relationships, they're tough, you ride them out, things happen, you know, the ups and the downs, mm-hmm. the Instagram captions on birthdays that are put out,
mm-hmm.
the sandcastles.
That
energy.
Yeah.
It's like we've been expected to love people unconditionally. Like that's just a part of what relationships are, the unconditional love. But I don't know about that. What are your thoughts on unconditional love? Do you believe in unconditional love?
I don't believe in unconditional love as it pertains to a romantic relationship. I don't. Maybe for an animal, a dog of sorts, a cat of sorts. Not even cats. I feel like cats won't fuck with you after you do them wrong. They'd be like, girl, fuck you. But, you know, a dog or maybe a child, a parent-child dynamic. But I have a dog, but because I don't have a child, I can only speak from a romantic relationship or platonic with my friendships. And I do not believe in unconditional love. Like you were saying, maybe at one point when I was much younger, mm-hmm. not going to say much, probably 4 or 5 years ago. Can you believe I've been out of that LTR for 4 years?
Wow, time flew.
Girl.
Time
delivered. She was delivered. 4 years already.
Time really flies when you're having fun.
I think it was in 2019 or
2018. Yours ended in 2019. Mine did too.
19. Maybe mine was 18. Was it around before? 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. It'll be 5 years. 18.
Wow. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
2018. 5 years, girl. What the fuck? So anyway, so I'm going to say much younger. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I was much younger, I thought that unconditional love definitely meant like sticking through it with a person. And I feel like a lot of times unconditional love can be cloaked and riddled in and synonymous with struggle love.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Like, well, you gonna ride it out with me. Let's, you know, we ride until the wheels fall off, ride or die. And nigga, no.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And
it never gave. Well, it gave once.
But not no more.
It will never give again.
Right. But the more I thought about this idea and this concept, and as it relates to my personal relationship and experience with it, I feel like I was trying to love people who I thought were broken or needed me to love them unconditionally.
Codependency.
Like, yeah, for me to like prove, like, see, you could trust, you could believe, you can love. You know, people who are kind of hardened or have their own walls up, you feel like I need to show you that that's unnecessary and it's okay to show up vulnerable and exposed, because look, I'm gonna catch you. I love you through all of your mess and I see it all,
mm-hmm.
and I still love you. you know, like in spite of, and I think it's okay to love people and their flaws and accept them wholly. But I think that the acceptance and the unconditional love are not the same.
Right.
I don't think they're the same.
Yeah, you can accept and also you can implement boundaries, which will prevent love from being conditional. I mean, unconditional. Mm-hmm. I think once you like let people know that there's boundaries and limitations to the love that you are open to give, that's when it is no longer unconditional.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. It's like, yes, I am willing to love you and accept you, but there's some things I'm just not willing to fucking accept.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And you can love a person, I guess, unconditionally. Like right now, it's unconditional. As long as the conditions are being, I think it's more of the freeing piece. Like it's full, it's free, it's whole, as long as these things are being met.
Right.
Like, nigga, there's that's the standards.
Okay, so you mentioned that you, how most of us have think of unconditional love when we think of like a parent and a child, mm-hmm. because of that familial bond. It's like, I love you no matter what. Do you feel like your mom loves you unconditionally?
Yes. I feel like she does. Mm-hmm. I feel like my mom does. Yeah. I feel like my sister and I are probably the only people she loves unconditionally. That's it. That's as like no as far as it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's as far as it goes. And but I think also my mom has to work through, like, if she doesn't apply that same
unconditional
love or that same that she doesn't apply that to everybody. Like, I could even say my grandma. I could even say maybe Graham loves her unconditionally, mm-hmm. but my mom is like, no, I've been hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's hard for her and she has to work through it. I think she's much more healed now. So it is a healthy like dynamic, but no.
Yeah. I feel like my mom loves me unconditionally. And like I said, my love now has conditions, but I definitely have extended unconditional love in a romantic sense. In my last relationship or the long-term relationship, it was definitely big unconditional vibes because in my mind, it was we were going to be together forever, mm-hmm. no matter what. Like, even if you're not showing up the way I need you to show up, when we didn't have a healthy dynamic, it's like, okay, well, let's just figure it out.
We chose to be together, so.
We chose to be together, and let's just work through it and keep on pressing.
Although we never really worked through.
Well,
it's
it was
never
a
working through.
It was a work through enough to where we were getting along.
I know, but you know what I mean? When you really think about working through something, it's like resolve happens.
We definitely didn't have any
It
healthy,
never gives work through.
We definitely didn't have any healthy things implemented. Like, okay, let's really talk about
it. Yeah,
like
where the
resolutions. The solution? It's just like, okay, we don't talk for a week. Now we miss each other.
Right.
And now we're back talking and we worked through that. But
like it never was
like
working.
We worked through that.
We never went through.
I can definitely say we never had any that I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy, sit down, solution oriented conversations other than don't do that shit again. You have me fucked up, boy. Like
it's just arguing, like you said, and then okay, now we cool again.
Yeah.
A standoff of sorts and then reconciliation and then we just start the cycle all over again.
Exactly that. And when I look back, I'm just like, why did I feel the need to like give that much? Why did I feel like it was necessary for me to give that level of love at such a young age?
Yeah. So why do you think?
I think that it's a combination of just like the conditioning, like the messaging being told that, you know, relationships have hardships, also wanting it to work, the comfortability and faux security, like in the mm-hmm. relationship dynamic, mm-hmm. just like, okay, this is just what we've decided to do and it works and it feels comfortable. So let's just do this. Also probably like just wanting to be in a relationship, like, yeah. you know, yeah. I want this. I have somebody. Why? The fear of having to go out, start all over again mm-hmm, mm-hmm. after we've put, especially as the years progressed.
Yeah.
Once you get further and further into the shit, it's like the fear builds of, oh my God, now I'm going to have to go back out there. Is somebody going to be mm-hmm. get me? Is somebody, you know, all that shit.
Which is so it's very irrational and unnecessary thoughts. It's unnecessary. I think about my own personal experience and I feel the same. Like, you stay locked in with a person because, yes, we've committed to being together. And I would say for anybody who's younger, a younger queen, a younger sister of sorts, listening to this, if you are in a relationship, just remember that you are dating. Unless you are really locked in, fiance, on the track to marriage, whatever that looks like for you, being courted by someone who plans to marry you. I don't care if you've been together 1 year or 10, nigga, we dating.
Yeah.
So once it no longer suits you, or you start seeing like, I feel like we're going apart, or we're not growing together, then it's okay to say, I'm going to go ahead and bounce.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and leave here.
Lori Harvey said, you know, once it's no longer serving me.
Yeah, she's quick to leave.
She said, once it's no longer serving me, then, you know, we part ways.
Yeah. But and we hold on so tight. I think about myself in a long-term relationship and being much younger, even than when the relationship ended. Like, I was so committed to, like, nigga, we gonna be together.
Yes,
we're together. And I'm completely invested in us making it work, even though
it wasn't working.
It wasn't working. And thinking about what I need out of a partner now, hardly any of those needs were being met. Mm. I would have been miserable. Although it's like, I'm locked in with you, I got you. Nigga, who has me?
Right.
Who has me? And I'm not being had.
It's not a full encompassing having.
It's not.
It's just showing up partly.
It's just comfortability.
Even if that's as much as they can show up. But just being like, okay, this is okay. I'm willing to settle for this.
And even outside of settling, you start making yourself think that that's enough.
Right. That's what I need. Desire.
Yeah. Like, okay, if we don't do nothing together, like my specific situation, I had a very introverted partner, mm-hmm. nigga. He was not a partner. Very introverted,
introverted boyfriend.
Yeah. Who did not really like to go out, did not like to socialize. Not even just, we could do stuff together, but the extent was like dinner, food, like going to get food together. There wasn't many experiences being had. And it was just sort of low-key boring. Mm-hmm. Like, I think back, like, he would just come over on the weekends. We would go back and forth between each other's houses. And nigga was like, had already been married, done it all, did it all.
When did it get boring? Like, from the jump and you were just trying to cope?
No. I feel like in the very beginning, it was fun. Like, he was entertaining. He bought me stuff. We did stuff. We were so much younger. And I truly think that the divorce between his parents really jaded him.
That'll fuck him up. Even, it's so crazy how that can mess up adults,
yeah,
or grown children,
yeah.
It can have in the same effect as younger children, or even worse, because it's like this whole thing a lie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really distorts their view of marriage and love and relationships, right? So I feel like when we initially started dating, we were 18, we were together for a year, broke up for 3 years, and got back together around like 21, 22. So in that time span of being apart, his parents divorced. So when I came back into the relationship or clicked up with him again, he was damn near like a different person. It was giving, yeah, I don't believe in love. I don't believe in this. I don't believe. Right. And then now I'm starting to work from a deficit. Like, I was working backwards, trying to get him to see you can trust, you can love. Also working out of a deficit of like us having our own trust issues and never being able to really get over the hump.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that second time around, after a few years of doing it, also, oh my God, I fought so hard for him to like make me his girlfriend again. Like, we did the boyfriend and girlfriend thing. You remember?
You know, I wasn't. When I came around, y'all were already
we were already locked in. Okay, well, let me give you some tea.
So it's kind of, okay, go ahead, give me the tea.
So when we got back together.
Oh, you told me the tea, but tell them the tea.
So like I said, we were together from 18 to 19, broke up for 3 years. When we initially broke up, it's because I was started talking to somebody, right? I had a little back pocket option and he found out about it. I ended up leaving that relationship. We broke up and mm-hmm. I got into the next relationship relatively fast. And in the next relationship, we were together for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it really hurt him that he had speculation that I was interested in this person and
you really were.
Right. I was like, no, he's just cool. I met him at church. We whatever, whatever. But then when we broke up and we stayed broken up, I ended up being in a relationship with this person for 3 years.
Okay.
So his trust was completely broken. He felt like, you know, all of those things that niggas they don't resolve.
They can't handle it.
And then it gives like, you're the bad guy, Chun-Li.
You're the bad guy.
You know, like,
yeah.
And I feel like as women, we can forgive.
Oh, we forgive to a fault. That'd be the unconditional love that we give. Exactly. We forgive and we forgive again.
Exactly. And
but
when
they
can't. And when we came back around and decided to be together, it was like, I don't trust. And see, you were with that nigga, mm-hmm. and da 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 da. And I'm like, okay. For a year, girl, we were not together, but I was like his girlfriend for a year.
Without the title,
like going over there. He had a terrible weed habit. He was not working. Do you know that I was buying weed for him? I was funding a nigga's habit.
That's big unconditional.
Big addiction that I'm paying for. Boy, what the fuck? Like not working.
That's not cheap.
Period. Like I would be buying him eighths of weed. Like here's your weed for the money for the week.
Here's your weed.
What
for the
fuck? $40 and $50. And mind you, I'm in college or
working,
just right working a full time job. Like
taking off a little pinching off a piece of your pie.
I'm like here's money for weed.
Yeah, bro. What's up?
Yeah, I'm only person with a car. I'm driving to him all the time. Just doing so much. I'm doing so much.
And so you wanted him to give you the title because really that was him choosing you.
Yeah.
And you were showing him because of the trust issues, like, I'm worthy of being chosen.
Exactly.
I'm funding your weed.
I'm doing a lot.
I'm showing up. I'm over here popping pussy. You know, that's always a cherry on top. The pussy's being popped.
Like, what more do you want from me? Exactly. And I told him after a year, I was like, bro, we done did this for a year. If you don't feel like you can trust me or you don't feel like I'm girlfriend material or like this is not going anywhere, let me know and I'll skate.
Period.
I was like, bye. I'm not about to
me
be
and my resources.
It's not giving Krishan Rock. I'm not going to, nigga, we not doing that. And I told him, like,
baby, listen,
it's either this or no. And he was like, fine. Yes, we'll be together.
I thought so. Yeah, duh.
Period. Stop playing with me. The fuck? So I feel like now we're in year two. After that, it kind of was just like, we just were existing together. Yeah. In so many words, we were existing. And although he was at one point someone who aligned closely with like what I wanted out of a boyfriend and it was fun and da 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 da, as we got older, our desires, our interests, it just was different. I'm a very extroverted person. I like to go out. I like to have fun. I want my partner to be able to not only introduce me to things, but be a resource for me. Like, I really admire my current partner for being able to, like, nigga, bring something to my table.
Yeah.
Because I'm showing up with the table. I know I bring a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's giving tables, placemats, chairs.
Yeah.
It's giving whole things. So I need you to be able to show up either with some connections, some resources,
something.
What are we laying down? Lay it out for me,
playing. Right.
And my LTR did not have that. It was not that vibe. So like I said, at one point, made a lot of sense. But as we grew, I was like, bruh, if we continue this way and he marries me, I will never leave because I'm loyal.
Right.
And all in the name of unconditional love. I would have been locked in.
Same. I was locked in. I had to find the key and unlock myself.
Yeah, you did.
I had to find the key.
You were doing a smoke sign.
I had to find the fucking key because I had went blind.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the key. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And you know what? Hindsight is 20/20 because once I was out of it, I was looking, I'm thinking, what the fuck was I doing?
Right.
Why was I even extending unconditional love to a situation that was not worthy?
Yeah.
That nigga didn't deserve unconditional love. Not
Nobody
for me.
Does.
Not
Nobody
for me.
Does.
Call
your mother. Your
Call
mother and your
mother
father.
And his mother does love him unconditionally. And I love that for him. But I'm not your mother.
As she should. Mothers should love their children unconditionally. Nigga, we ain't from the same family. We come into each other needs met.
Exactly. And this is my whole thing with the unconditional love. The thing that I don't like about it is often comes with full sacrifice from someone.
Yeah.
And I'm over the stage of feeling like I just need to be the sacrificial lamb.
Yes,
you know,
plague.
I don't like that. My love does come with conditions, and unconditional love, the only unconditional love that I can offer is like what you mentioned a little bit ago, is in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment, when things are as they should be, I'm loving you freely.
Yeah.
I'm showing up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loyal.
Yeah.
You know?
Until you cross
me. I'm giving this to you at my own free will. And when something changes, if something changes, like I have the right to reassess and decide if over time that this no longer works for me. Some people like to be completely shocked or appalled when you tell them, you know what, this isn't working for me anymore. Like, I don't like this, I don't like that. It's like, oh my God, how could you? It's not how could I. This just doesn't work.
Right.
And that's okay, but sometimes we're scared to hurt people's feelings, or we don't want to look like the bad person, so we decide to just thug it out and continue to sacrifice, even if they're not they didn't necessarily do anything completely fucked up. Mm-hmm. But it's like the conditions are no longer being met.
And that just is what it is. And people will get complacent and comfortable offering you what they want to give you.
Yeah.
They truly will. It's like, oh, okay. No, those are not my conditions.
Right.
So, what are your conditions in a relationship or for the people in your life?
My conditions to continue to get my energy, time, and love are: you have to be respectful. You have to be honest. If you're dishonest at the first time, I've given chances before, I don't have no motherfucking chances. If you cheat, talk, entertain, fuck you, and don't talk to me ever again.
Yeah.
It's a no. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear there was confusion, there was a misunderstanding. Oh, I thought that. No. You know what the fuck's going on, because you know any other time what's going on. So how in this time did you just have this?
Now you don't fucking know.
You don't know? No. And I'm sorry that you don't know, because now it's fuck you. Mm-hmm. So, honesty. None of the cheating shit can happen. Thoughtfulness and care need to be present. What else are my conditions?
Don't rack your brain.
Because I know there's more, so I just want to articulate this properly, without sounding crazy. But just showing up.
You can't sound crazy. You're just talking about how you feel.
Well, yeah, but showing up. You know, sometimes people will show up temporarily and then they'll like cut it off and think that you're just going to stay around based off of what you used to do. No, the showing up has to be consistent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Consistently show up.
Yeah.
And those are my conditions for now. What are yours?
Definitely integrity. So don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, nigga. The cheating, I always make that known. I'm not going to forgive you. I'm not. Even in my current relationship, you cannot.
Right.
If I find out, you will be packing your things. I don't have it in me to forgive you.
In the road.
Because I've made it known that that is a non-negotiable for me. Before you cheat, you need to say, I'm not happy no more. Or I'm out here.
People often don't.
Right. I know, because they're selfish and they want to have their cake and they want to eat it too.
Yeah.
And they're cowards. We talked about that already. Yeah. People who cheat are cowards. If you can't just say, look, I'm out here living it up, these bitches is walking around, I ain't never seen nothing like this at home, I'm about to fall into some coochie, or this is what I did. No. Even if you tell me that, I'm still going to be done.
Yeah, can be honest and still.
No, I'm saying it's gonna be a wrap for me, because I've already let you know
a deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker. So don't think that I'm going to forgive you. And I always let that be known. You won't be forgiven. It'll give, we're done. This happy home is broken up. So let that blood be on your hands. Anyways.
The thing is, people act like they get it and still go around and act like a fucking fool.
I know. And guess who's going to enforce it?
They really do.
Guess who will enforce it?
Enforce it. Put the whip.
Baby. Whip will be cracked. Yeah. I'll have to let you know. Oh, sorry. Now I got to go bounce to the next dick boy. Anyways. So integrity, no cheating, no lying, no stealing. Be generous.
A thief? Wow.
A thief, nigga, if you steal from me, boy, fuck you.
Imagine that.
Oh, my God. Imagine
imagine getting stole from
me. Hell no. Hell fucking no. But being generous, like I said, I love a man of connections and resources. I will be honest. I used to act like I didn't, but I fucking do.
I've never dealt with them.
I mean, this is my first time here, but I'm loving it. What the fuck? I love it.
In a certain way.
I love it. I like, exactly, in a certain way. I like this way.
Yeah.
I like the way that I have right now. Mm-hmm. It's giving, yes, this, that, the third. And just someone who always has my back. And like you mentioned, showing up. I like knowing I can lean. I can trust fall on my man.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on. I'm trust falling on you. I'm leaning in. I'm leaning on. I know that Andres, if I don't have it and he don't have it, he's going to make it happen. It's like, hey, I don't have somebody to do this. Okay, let me tap in with this person. Let me get you this help. I love that. I love being able to place my burdens on his shoulders. I'm like, I've been carrying it too long.
Girl.
I've been carrying it too long.
And that's why my back is still, my back, I really figured out that's why I must be having back issues, because I've been dragging around burdens for 33 fucking years.
You carrying your burdens. I'm like, I got these and I got to give them to you.
Right.
If I can't give them to you, I got to at least give you some of them. We got to share them.
They do. Every woman needs a load taken off of her.
Please.
We deserve to have loads taken off of us, because you know what? It's people love to say that women just take, take, take. Mm-mm. But no, it's not that, because we take loads off of men as well.
We do. So those are my conditions. Be affectionate and sweet. I need a sweet man. Not soft. I don't want a soft life, nigga. I don't want a soft life, nigga.
Soft life. No, you don't have a soft life.
I don't want. No, I don't. I don't.
Soft life. Just, you know what soft life means?
I know what it means. I don't.
It doesn't mean you're soft. It just means you're living a life of leisure.
I know, but there's also like some other. I don't.
You're talking about a man that's soft.
Right. But I don't want you to be so into your soft life that you forget I'm the one leading the soft life, nigga. Hold on. Yours need to be a little rough around the edges. Hard. Hard exterior. Soft inner. A tortoise life of sorts. The fuck?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want a real soft man, but I do want a sweet man.
Yeah, masculine, but in tune with emotions.
Sweet. And like considerate of me.
Yeah, I like sweet too.
And someone who wants to give me a lot of kisses. And affection.
I hate an overly sarcastic man, because you know what?
You want to get
sarcastic,
ass.
Bitch? Now I'm calling you a bitch.
Yeah,
now,
exactly. Now, you're mean ass.
Now you're an enemy.
Yeah.
You've turned you're into an op.
You're an op,
because
nigga.
Why are you trying to be so sarcastic for no fucking reason?
Yeah. No, those are my conditions. And be supportive. Be a teammate. Mm-hmm. Be a teammate. And I'll bring it to your front door. I'm like, hey, No.
Me too. As soon as I feel like a load might be uneven, I'm like, yeah, I don't like what the loads I need.
Exactly.
I like a balanced load.
Exactly. Come on. Come on and help.
I like a balanced load.
Yes.
Big Libra when it comes to that. I don't think there's any Libra in my chart, though, but there's a mind of balance.
Yes.
In my heart. I was reading this article and was talking about unconditional love, and they were saying that instead of offering unconditional love, we should instead offer unconditional positive regard. So what that is, it's just a mature type of love where you're treating the other person with love and respect, but you're maintaining your boundaries and protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't, like I said, like Germany said, that unconditional love can really turn into struggle love and abuse.
Yeah.
You're just letting people do whatever, whenever, in the name of love. And that's absolutely not okay. Like, you have to protect yourself. We have to implement boundaries, let people know that this is what the vibe is over here.
Period.
Can you get with it or not?
Can you keep up, baby boy?
And that's okay. But you know what? A part of that is, like, the boundaries and protecting ourselves is often in the beginning stages of a relationship, and it starts and it decides to just carry on. Is we just want to be chosen. We just want to be loved. So we're just like, okay, mm-hmm. I don't want to like say what I need.
It's the anxious attachment style.
Right.
Again, anxiously attached in love.
I don't want to say what the boundaries are. I don't want to. I just want to be chose.
Yeah. And want you to stay.
Right.
Choose me and then stay, nigga.
Bruh. You know.
So let's talk about unconditional positive regard and what that means.
Okay, so, let's talk about it.
Unconditional positive regard can look like being attentive and attuned, even while you're setting the limits and boundaries like we've been talking about. Being firm, you can be firm yet gentle. This is how I want to be treated. These are my expectations. And I will love you unconditionally. I will be here for you unconditionally as long as these boundaries are being respected and you are adhering to these limits. Once they're not, then we getting about.
Also, like, we know when we're in relationships with people, they have requests, needs, things, desires that they want to be met. But when you're practicing unconditional positive regard, you can definitely fulfill and honor those requests as long as you're able to do them without harming yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not about to help you pay for your shit and then my shit ain't being paid for.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm not about to just completely say fuck my values and morals to show up for you.
Yeah.
Or forget everything that I want to do just so that you can see that I'm supportive and I'm a ride or die.
Yeah, completely saying fuck my world and heading over into yours.
Right.
Because that's what we will do. It'll give, oh, nigga. Mm-hmm. Here to support you.
And no.
In your journey. On your journey.
And also.
Your comfort.
I want us to get out of the mentality that we have to prove ourselves to someone.
Yeah.
Because that is how it is being a woman a lot of times. Like, let me show him that I'm worthy. Mm-hmm. Let me prove that I'm the one. We all know that many people have options and sometimes they're picking from a few suitors. But no. We're not going out of our fucking way to the point where it's just like, oh my God, I'm laying it all out.
Yeah. Also, when we are having disagreements or, you know, not seeing eye to eye, not being harsh or dismissive with your sig other or your partner is a way to implement unconditional positive regard. Because we know that when we're harsh and when we're abrasive and mean, it doesn't lead to compromise or solutions.
It leads to my way or the highway.
And then I'm bouncing. And then it's, watch this.
Yeah.
With the usher fingers.
Watch this. Watch this.
Yeah.
Also, another good thing to keep in mind is that this may be uncomfortable for some people, but we have to be assertive. And like Germany said, you can be assertive and maintain your softness, mm-hmm. but we're not going to be walked all the fuck over.
Nigga, we're crip not, walking on my heart.
We're not going to be walked over. And that's the part that of the argument, often when I find myself in this conversation about the feminine woman and the masculine man, it's often seen as a woman just sitting, laying down and taking it. Fuck that.
Ugh.
And if that's what it takes to be feminine, then I'm not feminine.
No, I'm not taking nothing.
I'm just not.
You're not about to lay me down and raw dog me.
Now, uh-uh. I will say, I am pretty assertive. And in my assertiveness, sometimes I have to be mindful about the way I'm delivering my message.
Yeah.
Because it's not always delivered with love.
Hmm.
Yeah. And my significant other told me that too. Because I had asked him something. I was like, so what are you doing with that? Or like, what do you think about that? I had asked him, does he have a budget? Because I wanted to know like what his budgeting mm-hmm. was. I was like, but I didn't ask in a loving way. I was just like, I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something like, do you have a budget? Or like, what is your budget and vibe or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, I don't sit out and write it all out like you, blah, 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 blah. I was like, you don't have to write it down like me. But the reason what prompted me to ask the question, which this is totally not my business, but it kind of is my business if you're considering doing life with someone. When money comes in, he just be so ready to hand it out to like, I gotta give it to my mama, my grandma, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. You mm-hmm. want to do mm-hmm. it. And when you cloak it in a have to, I'm wondering like, what's your mindset around it?
Yeah.
So that's what prompted the question. But yeah. He said I didn't deliver it in love. And when he said that, I was like, that's why I just need to mind my own business.
Not true. I feel like that was a valid question, but you know how you can come off occasionally.
Because I just sometimes. Flat out ask it.
I know.
I just be like, so what? Working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's either, yeah, I don't know.
But I said all that to say that we do have to be assertive. Like if something's bothering you or if you're concerned about something, definitely ask.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But just think about how you're asking it.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good way to close.
Yeah.
All that to say, girls, don't let these niggas trick you.
Or women. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, whoever's listening, don't let these people trick you into thinking that unconditional love is truly a thing. There are conditions to your love. You are worthy. You are deserving, and it's okay to lay out your expectations and your standards around love and partnership. And if somebody is not meeting those standards, then you can say goodbye. And the same goes for them. If you are expecting someone to love you unconditionally, work needs to be done, beloved.
Right.
Work needs to be done. We also seen another article that was discussing the people who want unconditional love out of relationships are really yearning from it from a like a most of the trauma people, wound, like from their parent not giving them the unconditional
parental
love.
The parental love, which is more often unconditional than not, was missing.
Yeah, therapy needs to be had. You gotta talk to them other people. You gotta talk to your parents.
Yeah, don't look to me for it.
And don't look to your partners for it. Don't look to your friends for it. Don't right. look to people outside of yourself or your mama or your daddy to give you unconditional love.
And it's totally okay to have conditions.
It is. So, yes, that is where we will leave it. Y'all let us know what you think. You can chat about it on Instagram, tag us, or in the comments on Patreon, because this is up on Patreon ad-free.
It is.
We will see y'all next week. Love you so much.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.